Watch everybody is critical. I just wanted to tell a quick story recapping my day today. Just in case any of you are having a rough day and maybe done something embarrassing, just want to reassure you that you're not alone. And the footage in the background is just his testosterone in his final UFC match getting his 33rd victory in a row, retiring. He's an inspiration to us all. I pray that we all can one day be half the beast and half the testosterone that he is. Now about my day, I'm still in college in my senior year and I'm required to take this one senior class to graduate, and today we had an extremely big presentation that we've been working on for a couple months. The presentation was more or less just giving a research proposal to the class, presenting it to them. And I never dressed up, I had to, because I need to look professional and sticky. But I don't do that, I usually just wear solid t-shirts, flip-flops, basketball shorts, so I don't really have any dress up clothes. And also, if you watch any of my videos from the last few days, you'll know that I have laryngitis, so it's difficult for me to talk. So I'm better right now, but it wasn't my big presentation, so this is a huge catastrophe. So I went to my wardrobe this morning, I picked out some pants I've never seen before, that I haven't seen actually since 1974, and I didn't realize they were just way too big on me. At the time, they felt like they didn't work nicely, so I rolled with them. By coming to class, I know I made a mistake, because these pants have been falling off the entire walk there, but I already made my bed, so it's time to jerk off in it. But at the class, I'm always wanting to produce and do the whole pants reveal. I'm happy walking around during the presentation, because I make the pants look like they're falling down, so I didn't really have any plans on how to combat that. My group gets called, so my friend and I went up there, and he literally just played the presentation the whole time I was brainstorming on how I could prevent myself from being booted from the class, giving them all a copy of the special. And eventually, I came up with this plan. I was just spreading my legs, not too much, anyone really notice, but a little bit, you know, a little spread. But on red tape, spread lightly. I want to go up there and shit my pants and just wallow around. And I'm the only plan I have, so I get a green light in my head. My turn to present, I execute operation hidden in plain sight, the great success. From what I can tell, they were none the wiser. But because of the presentation was going well by any means, because my voice still sounded like Lex Luthor was talking through a ham radio. Every now and then, a fucking wave of phlegm would just crash in my throat and close up entirely, so it sounded like I just got waterboarding for a moment. And then my voice would, I had to clear my throat and sound like Satan was trying to inject a two-cent in my presentation. This is genuinely uncomfortable listening to the entire class, I imagine. I still wouldn't have to look at the whole pants situation here, because no matter what I was doing, they were just gradually falling off my waist, so I keep increasing the distance between my two legs, just increasing how far they were spread. Until I caught myself, I was like, holy shit, I was like, damn, we were doing splits on two trucks. So I just gave up, scrambled behind the podium, just deleted the rest of the presentation from there, and just decided to accept the points loss. Because I looked at the professor, and he knew something was awry. He was doing some weird shit with his eyebrows, and looked genuinely uncomfortable, so I was just like, damn, well, if you can't handle the dick, get out of the classroom. I just accepted, that was fucked. So then, I'm just gonna roll with it. If my pants are gonna fall, I'm gonna be the chef. If Gordon Ramsay was telling me to serve up a wiener well into the class, then I was gonna do it with a smile on my face. I managed to struggle through my part of the presentation and talk it back to my friends to get it home, be done with this. But he threw a curveball at me. He hit me with something I couldn't have ever expected to happen. The worst case scenario happened. Our subject was stretching, and he asked me to demonstrate a toe touch static stretch. Now, if you're familiar with a toe touch static stretch, it's where you bend down and touch your toes and hold it for 30 seconds. I wasn't that important or anything. He couldn't have known there was a war being raged in my region. He just couldn't have possibly guessed that the battle of little big peas was happening downstairs. But still, the spotlight was on me. Time froze. I stood there, bewildered, confused, and yet overcome with a feeling of serenity. I stopped and just thought to myself, after all that I've done, all that I've worked for, this is how it all ends. I knew these pants would surely fall if I did this stretch, so I did the only thing I could in such a short amount of time. I discreetly placed the left side of my hand in my anus and pushed the pants into my ass crack and pinched as hard as I could with my ass cheek to lock them into place. I took a step forward and I did the stretch. I touched my toes, ass clenched firmly, firmer than I ever clenched my ass before, and I held it for 10, for 20, for 30. I completed the stretch. The pants stay intact. I walked back to the podium a proud, victorious man, and nobody in the class knew what an achievement that was. And then the presentation concluded. That was the biggest part of my day. Everything else was pretty standard, boring stuff.